Energy efficient modernization, more than just a facade.
Well, Mr. Stefan, as you can see, we're really getting down to work with the renovation. Come along with me, but don't trip over the cables. Look, here's where we're laying the pipes for the new central heating, and in the rooms next door. It's much more economical than the ancient system you used to have.
Oh dear, it looks like an awful lot of work. And what are those gaping holes in the wall?
Those? They're for the ventilation. We'll be making a few more of them in the next few days. Sure enough, we'll fight our way through the walls. It has to be done. Once you get your new thermal glazing, the wind won't whistle through the gaps anymore. You'll need ventilation.
Everything okay out there?
Yeah, boss.
We're just starting on the outside insulation, giving the building a nice warm coat. You'll see, once we're done here, your heating costs will be down to nearly nothing.
Yeah, that's good. But when do you think that will be? I mean, when will the apartment be fit to live in again?
Well, obviously you'll have to be patient. It all takes time. There's a lot to do, you know. But not to worry, we're sure to be finished before the winter.
Anyone who decides to renovate an old building to save energy must expect to be living on a construction site for a while. That's why a lot of homeowners are reluctant to take the plunge, despite the climate debate and the higher oil and gas prices. Yet a large proportion of the building infrastructure in Germany is in urgent need of renovation. Roughly a quarter of our entire energy consumption goes into the heating of buildings, stresses Professor Klaus Sedelbauer, one of the directors of the Fraunhofer Institute for Building Physics.
If you look particularly at older buildings, and I would define an old building as a building with a very high energy consumption of, say, 200 kilowatt hours per square meter per year, then we would have to classify 75% of all buildings in Germany as old buildings. And these, in turn, are responsible for 90 to 95% of the total energy consumed in the building sector. So modernizing these buildings is a high priority for us.
This is why several Fraunhofer institutes have joined forces to work on the frontline theme, energy efficient modernization. Poorly insulated roofs and walls, coupled with drafty old windows, are usually the main reason for high energy consumption. The Fraunhofer researchers are introducing novel insulation materials to prevent the heat from escaping so easily out of the rooms and into the atmosphere. In addition, new approaches to heating and ventilation will reduce the energy consumption of older buildings.
And the second major aspect of our activities is that obviously we must offer concepts that will enable old buildings to be cost-efficiently renovated with as little disturbance as possible to the fabric of the building, so that the residents do not have to endure noise and dirt for weeks at a time, and, conversely, so that the apartments are still in a fit condition to be let out to tenants.
Klaus Sedelbauer and his colleagues talk of minimally invasive modernization. They plan to achieve this by using prefabricated facade elements that do more than just improve the thermal insulation. The engineers also intend to accommodate the required heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and plumbing supply lines inside these modules. With the aid of the facade elements, wiring and plumbing will be easier than ever before.
If I install a ventilation system in my building, for instance, I don't want to have to cut ventilation ports all over the place, but to integrate the intake of fresh air and evacuation of used air in a facade element. I might even want to integrate hot water or wastewater lines in it as well. In other words, our idea is to have multifunctional elements that can be attached to the outside of the building so that, ideally, it will no longer be necessary to cut out ventilation ports with a pneumatic drill inside the building, making it impossible to live or work in.
Supply lines that are installed inside the building today are being moved into its outer skin, so to speak. In these modules, the wiring and plumbing lines will connect up automatically as soon as you fit several modules together.
These will be elements of a certain size, measuring perhaps a meter each way, that will slot into each other in such a manner that the electrical wiring channel connects with the wiring channel in the next element. And in a similar way, for instance, a water pipe will be aligned with the next section of water pipe.
This could drastically reduce the time and money that needs to be spent on renovation, without homeowners having to make any concessions as regards to energy efficiency.
I believe we can quite reasonably expect to bring down the energy consumption of old buildings to one quarter of present-day levels, based on our experience. And that's also the target we are aiming for with our facade elements.
So it would be possible to cut energy consumption to 50 kilowatt hours per square meter per year, instead of 200 kilowatt hours, which works out to only 5 liters of heating oil per square meter per year, instead of 20 liters. That would mean that renovated old buildings were thriftier than many a modern house. And the balance could be improved even more than that, because these facade modules also have room to accommodate solar cells and collectors. If these are brought into play, the former energy guzzlers could one day become miniature power stations, delivering more energy than the residents of the building can use.